Wakey coasties. When the sun rises over the best place on earth, these guys are here to wake you up and get you ready for the day. Paddy and Rob Palmer for breakfast on the coast 107.7 Triple M.
G'day, this is our podcast for Monday, the 15th of November. And look, last week we spoke to Ryan Williams from Nitro Circus. And he's competing this year up in Newcastle. And he told us about some of his injuries.
I fractured my skull twice, broke both my ankles, broke my arm, smashed my teeth out, fractured my skull twice. And I've had a few concussions. That was my first show.
Well, that's nothing.
Yeah, man. Really.
Compared to some on the Central Coast. Hey, Robert.
We've seen it.
Yes. The most accident-prone person on the Central Coast.
Who else did we speak to?
Chris King.
How about him?
Mr. Entertainment from the Central Coast, looking back at the last 50 years of radio, which included a go-kart race, which I injured myself in.
You were in it?
Yes, I was in it.
Briefly.
When the big issues of the Central Coast need to be discussed, people turn to Paddy and Rob Palmer on 107.7 Triple M. This is The Forum.
Yeah, it's going to be very Central Coast related because this year and on Friday, Triple M is celebrating 50 years of radio on the Central Coast.
Correct.
And one thing over the last few years, Robert, I loved was going to the Central Coast Stadium and watching Nitro Circus. It was just, I love it. Absolutely love it.
The things people can do on bikes.
Mm-hmm. Krusty Demons.
Quite amazing.
Oh, mate. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And Nitro Circus is going to be at Newcastle's McDonald Jones Stadium on Saturday, 12th of March. And on Friday, we spoke with one of the best, Ryan Williams. He was over in, where was he, California,
he's
wasn't
in,
he?
Over in the States.
Yeah, and we spoke to Ryan. We said, mate, from your time, because he's a scooter champion, BMX champion, what injuries have you done to yourself?
I fractured my skull twice, broke both my ankles, broke my arm, smashed my teeth out, fractured my skull twice. And I've had a few concussions. That was my first show.
Right. So this morning, if you're from the Central Coast, we are chasing the most accident-prone Central Coaster.
What's your injury list?
Yeah.
My brother's got a long one.
What about his injuries?
Oh, so unlucky. Poor guy. Ruptured, two discs in his back and then went back to work.
Yeah.
And as he was recovering from that, tore his Achilles as he was going down a set of stairs on his crutches.
Yeah.
Then had a reoccurrence of the back problem because of the Achilles problem. So went back again. Then had a meniscus on the knee issue that he had to get taken off. And was effectively off work for about 6 months.
Okay. The most accident-prone Central Coaster. I think we've got Neil from Terrigal as we look at the most accident-prone Central Coaster. We can't get Neil. We can get Neil. Oh, beautiful. There's Neil.
G'day, mate.
G'day, mate. How are you?
All right, how are you, boys?
Good, okay. Most accident-prone Central Coaster. Are you one of those?
I am, mate, I am.
Go through it. What have you done?
Hit us up.
All right. Broken my ankle in three places, my right ankle. Broken my left elbow in three places. I've broken two vertebrae in my back. I've had my right knee operated on five times. I've done both rotator cuffs in my shoulders.
How?
What do you do?
What do you do?
The broken bones were motorbikes.
Yeah.
And the knees and the shoulders are from rugby, mate.
So you've combined the two most bodily traumatic sports in the world.
That's it, mate. That's it.
So you
is that off-road dirt bikes?
Yeah. Yep.
So you've had five knee operations?
Yes, on my right knee.
Oh, and the rest? Oh, there's all the mate, other stuff.
Got to say, Neil, all you've done is whinge on this call.
Yeah.
I've called the right blokes then, haven't I?
That's right. We can all get in it together. So you're down at Avoca Rugby Club?
Yeah, mate. Golden oldies, mate. Golden oldies. Come and play.
No, I know. You've tried to convince me to do that before, and talking to you now, I'm glad I didn't come.
Well,
mate, we'll fix that neck up of yours, mate. We'll put it in place.
Oh, fantastic. I'm going to need a pair of gold shorts, thanks.
Yeah, get those off Kylie Minogue. Oh, he's got a pair in his wardrobe. Lauren from Wyong. Hello, Lauren.
Lauren?
Hello.
Now, okay, we're looking at the most accident-prone Central Coaster. You nominate yourself.
It's a little embarrassing to admit, to be honest. Yes.
It's all right. We're here to share. Okay. Just between the three of us.
Yeah, no one's listening. Now, Lauren, go through. What have you done?
I've had a quad bike accident where I've broken my shoulder, my three of my ribs, dislocated my knee, and dislocated my ankle.
Okay. Was that from
was that all in one go?
Accident?
All in one go. It was a very bad accident. Yesterday, I actually broke my toe from dropping a jar of coconut oil onto it.
Damn that coconut oil. Slippery stuff.
And heavy. And heavy.
A couple of years ago, I was camping, and I accidentally slipped on the steps of the camping caravan. And I fell out of the caravan, managed to dislocate my knee and give myself a concussion in the same blow. So...
What a holiday.
You know what? Don't you, if you see us, stay way clear. Just you stay within 20 metres from us, Lauren.
I work in care, so I was working with a client the other day, and I actually slipped over in the bathroom, and I managed to split my pants from crotch all the way up to the back of the belt loop, and I had to go out of the house in a towel that I borrowed from my client. So.
Lauren, do you hold a prayer service every time you go somewhere? Oh, Lauren.
No, I think my client might, though.
Oh, mate. What a list.
Well, Rob, a Central Coast family is really lucky to be alive because on Friday night in Narara, a car smashed into the front of their home.
A remarkable set of events. You just think, how on earth did anyone not get more seriously hurt?
Now, the owners of that home were Joe and Karen Wing from Narara, and Joe joins us this morning. Good morning, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, Rob. Hi, Paddy. How are you?
Not too bad, mate.
Counting your lucky stars right about now, Joe.
Yeah, sure am.
Tell us what happened.
Mate, some reason this bloke wanted to come down the street and drive through the house like he was going through a McDonald's drive-through or something like that.
So the car smashed, went over the garden, smashed into the front of your house. Where were you, your wife, and your family?
Mate, the wife just left the bedroom about 2 seconds earlier. She was getting ready to go to bed. And she just come out, walked down the hallway, and next minute this guy's come flying through.
Where the car ended up was where she had been just seconds earlier.
Yeah, that's right, getting changed and that, yeah.
And, Joe, what time of night was this?
About 9 o'clock, mate.
And where was your son?
Well, my son was around the side of the house working on his car. We thought his car fell off the ramp first. Because he was working under him. That's what the big bang. We thought, oh, his cars went off the ramp. So running around the side there, but he's bolted down the front saying, we've got a car in the house.
Holy hell. Mate, you're so lucky that you weren't in different areas of the home. Otherwise, we may not be talking to you today.
Yeah, it was a couple of minutes later. We would have been in bed, and all the brick wall and everything and the windows are all on the bed. So... Yeah.
Oh, geez, I tell you what, there's minutes in it, isn't there?
Yeah, not only seconds for the wife, because he's in there about a couple of seconds earlier.
And Joe, we're not going to talk about the driver because that becomes a police matter. So what happens to you now? Have the insurance people come out or what's the go there?
Mate, we had some guy come out on Saturday, take the windows out and board the house up. That was from NRMA that sent out, and then we're waiting for an assessor to turn up. So when he comes, a couple of days, hopefully.
So you're still living with the reminder of what happened right in your face. Have they put a timeline on it, or are they gonna? Is this going to be a quick process, do you think?
Mate, we were talking to the bloke on Saturday, and he reckons with the materials they can't get, it might be February or March next year before they can actually fix it.
Holy jeez.
And what do you do? What about your living conditions until then?
Mate, we've boarded everything up and we saw the bedroom doors that don't shut, so that's a bit of a bummer. But, we just sort of take it as it is.
Gee, so it's still livable, but everything's boarded up and you've got to live there, otherwise you'll need accommodation until March.
Yeah, that's right.
Geez, that's a long way off.
It is a long way off, and... I just like to know how he jumped the garden because my garden bed's nearly 2 foot high. Like, I don't know how he got through the shrubs and that.
May have known you supported the Sharks.
Yeah, you might have.
Just saying. Well, Joe, mate, listen, thanks for joining us. And I know I was talking to you on the weekend, and we were talking last week about how long people have been commuting to Sydney. How long have you been commuting to Sydney now for?
Mate, this is my 30th year.
Jeez. Okay, you get the ribbon.
Well, mate, listen, it's so good that no one was injured in this accident on or incident on Friday night.
Tell you
it's
what, mate, you hold your family tight, Joe.
Yeah, also, Paddy, I'd like to thank all the neighbours. They come out and help us at the night and we could stay at anyone's house here because this little community in this cul-de-sac's really good.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank them all for doing that for me.
You don't know how much support you've got until you need it, Joe, and it looks like you've got a fair bit around you. Well done. Good on you.
Yeah, thanks, boys.
Look, this Friday, Triple M is celebrating 50 years of radio on the Central Coast. And, of course, once 2GO, then Triple M. And this man certainly has been part of the radio scene on the Central Coast. His name is Chris King, entertainment specialist.
Known as the entertainment specialist now.
Yeah, g'day, Chris.
G'day, Paddy. G'day, Rob. How are you guys?
Not too bad, mate. Played In Excess. Now, if you haven't heard this story before, please tell it again what happened with In Excess and yourself.
Well, interestingly enough, guys, the Young Doctors, the program that I was in, actually aired 45 years ago. So we got axed. We got axed. They were going to take up the Sullivans anyway, but cut a long story short, we got reinstated, had a big party. Our makeup lady said, what are we going to do for entertainment for the big Christmas party? We said, I don't know. She said, I've got a son. He's got a band. They're not very good, but they'll do it for free. We said, yes. Comes the night. There they are playing in the studio. No one's really taking any interest. But I am, because I thought I knew something about music. And I look at there, and she comes up and said, what do you think of the band? I said, oh, yeah, they're okay. But I said, seriously, what is that thing on the drum kit? What is INXS? What is that? And she says, it's a play on words, stupid. I said to her, well, tell Michael to get rid of it. It'll never work.
and you know what? He didn't listen to that advice.
Yeah, thank goodness.
They didn't so much for being an entertainment specialist.
They did go on a little bit from then, didn't they, Chris?
They actually did, mate. And Michael actually came in one day with the first cut of the single Just Keep Walking and said, well, everyone's allowed one mistake in their life.
There you go. But, mate, this week we're celebrating, Triple M celebrating 50 years of broadcasting on the Central Coast. And you've been a big part of that industry, mate.
Thank you, mate. Yeah, I think I've been on the coast since 1988 with the talent school, and then worked for council for 8 years as manager of arts and culture, and I'm now developing some other performing arts programs in the area of disability.
Now, we've done a lot of gigs, you and I, together, and a lot of charity events across the Central Coast over the last 20 years or so, and one was, there was a billy cart race. Now, it was on Henry Parry Drive, Rob, and you know where Woolworths is, and then you've got Snap Fitness on the other side, then you had the old RACQ building, and that big
uphill,
Rumbalara Reserve. Well, we're on these billy carts. Chris was calling the race. And this was all part of a radio promotion. Our radio station bought the flimsiest bloody go-kart. It was no steering wheel. It just had ropes to steer there. These rotten, stupid-looking plastic wheels. And this is what happened as Chris called the race. Someone filmed it. Yeah, something came off the cart. It was me.
The sound of the crash. Oh,
mate.
Mate, that's got to be the best stack in a billy cart that I have ever seen, Paddy.
You know what? I rolled about three times, and I'll tell you what happened. I did have a helmet. It was a freezing cold day, so lucky I had this denim jacket on, but it ripped my pants from the fly right down to my knee. I don't usually wear undies, but I did that day, and then I rolled three times on the bitumen. We would have been doing 30 to 40 Ks on this bloody go-kart.
Yep, easy. Wasn't Chris Holstein in that race as well?
I think he was the starter of the former mayor.
I can't get the fact that he doesn't normally wear undies out of my head.
Yeah, no, I thought that was a bit too much information, eh?
Sorry, but I'm standing right across from him. I don't know where to look.
And then, Chris,
All this discussion over such a little thing, really.
but that's entertainment. It was my shoulder. And I stuffed my shoulder so bad, I had to do about 3 months' worth of physio from that event. And the thing is, because it was done for a charity, I couldn't sue. But it was just... And the next year, they moved it from Henry Parry Drive down to this pathetic little... It was just a road. And that's when they did the go-kart derby, because there was stacks galore on that day, Chris.
Yeah, it was actually called the Meg's Billy Cart Derby in aid of Ginger Meg's and my good friend James Kensley, who drew it at the time and sadly has passed on. But, gee, Paddy, I'll never forget that day. You coming off that billy cart, well, now you're Triple M, mate. If we ever do it again, it'll probably be a Rolls Royce.
Oh, don't know about that.
Chris King, thank you so much for reflecting on our time in radio.
Congratulations, guys. 50 years on radio, that is absolutely amazing. Good on the Central Coast.
Unreal. And, Paddy, just one last question. Are you wearing... You're wearing undies today, aren't you?
I am today, Chris. Thank you. No problems.
See you, guys.
And Miss Kay has dropped in, our producer, for the final week. 1 week to go, Miss Kay. Mm.
Yes, that is correct. But we're here to do HSC questions today.
I'm looking for my test paper.
I've got it in my hand. Haven't you yet? You're excited. It's good. You're excited.
What a numpty.
You want to beat Paddy.
Got a numpty. Pencil roll sharp. It. Roll it. Remember the days of the old school yard. Thank you, Miss Kay.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, was it because of me or Rob that you chose to leave?
Pens down.
Okay.
So, today we've got all exams.
If you were sitting on a plane from here to New York, who would you rather sit beside, me or Rob?
Our boss, Speedy.
Okay, fair enough. On a deserted island, if there was either me or Rob that landed there, you had Wilson the soccer ball, and me or you, and me or Rob, who would you go?
Mornings announcer, Mike Ungern.
All right, question
afternoon
one.
Announcer, Justin.
Okay, anyone but up from us. All right.
No, so question one for the HSC questions for today is from the 2020 construction exam.
Ooh.
Yes.
Okay, go through the question.
So which combination of information is legally required on electrical testing tags?
Right.
A, date and testing company.
Yeah.
B, voltage and next test date.
Okay.
C, weight and serial number. D, voltage and phone number.
Right.
Now, circle your answers so no one's cheating. Okay. I'm watching you both.
Okay. All right. What have you gone for, numpty?
Show yours first.
I've shown mine to Miss K.
You have both chosen A, which are correct. So well done, boys.
Yay! Good on you, buddy. Well done.
Survive. Okay.
All right. So question two is from the 2020 hospitality exam.
Yeah.
What type of garnish is traditionally used on a Caesar salad?
I've already circled mine.
Well, I haven't read out the answers.
Oh, okay.
You need to wait. Be patient. Right. A, croutons. B, salt flakes. C, parsley. Or D, lemon wedge.
Who's the chef in the kitchen now?
Okay, what did you circle?
You both chose A again, which is correct.
Thank you.
So well done,
boys.
Out
of two. Two out of two.
And this is the decider. Unprecedented. Shot at 100%.
The last question for today from the 2020 Earth and Environmental Science
exam.
And
this was from last year from the HSC in New South Wales.
Yeah.
Okay.
These are all questions. I went through every exam book to find some questions for you boys. So this last question is which of the following is made from a renewable resource? A, cardboard. B, glass. C, petrol. D, steel.
Oh, that's a tough one. Which is renewable? Renewable resource.
Right. Rob's showing me his answer.
Okay.
So circle yours, Paddy.
Okay. So, sort of recycled.
You don't get to ask questions in exams.
No, well, you're in an exam now, Gerard.
Okay, all right.
Time's ticking along.
Did you know there's sand in glass?
Which have you chosen?
Yeah.
Well done. You both have got 100% today.
Hey, it was cardboard.
Cardboard.
Yay.
Because it comes from trees. You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers.
Yeah.
Download the Listener app.
We're talking LISTNR.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.